The kingdom begins as a scattering of seed on the land. The seeds sprout and grow. Mark writes, "Of its own accord, the land yields fruit. And the one who tossed the seed does not know how the blade, the ear, the full grain in the ear, he doesn't know how they grew. It just did, of its own accord. He does know how to harvest the right grain. He wields the sickle expertly. The kingdom begins with the scattering of seed and ripens for the harvest." Jesus uses this parable to instruct the crowd on the power of the well-broadcast word to turn unseeded land into a bumper crop. He then goes on to offer another parable, the familiar parable of the mustard seed. He offers this to demonstrate the power of the word sown. Even the smallest whisper of the word thrown out there and planted in rich soil sprouts big plants, large branches, lots of dwelling birds, lots of shade. But then we have this very strange ending to the reading. Mark steps out of the story and tells us how Jesus is telling the story. "With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it." So the question arises, why are parables the preferred means of revealing divine truth? Excuse me for a minute while I change into my English professor clothes. A parable resembles a metaphor that has been stretched with lively details to form a short logical piece of instructive fiction. Generally, a parable's parallel significance is left unspoken. It's unwritten. It's merely implied. For the hearer with ears to hear and eyes to see, the implicit meaning is obvious and clear. The parable then becomes a vehicle not only for teaching the crowds, but also for finding out who is called to the way, who has the graced faculties to identify the seed of the word and scatter it over and over again. And probably the most important element of the parable form in preaching is what's left unsaid, the implicit meaning. What is unsaid and unsayable is vastly larger and more complex than what is heard initially. It is certainly wilder and more dangerous than anything explicitly revealed in the fiction. And according to Mark, Jesus did not speak to the crowds unless he spoke to them in parables. I think this means that Jesus wanted to impart both an explicit and an implicit meaning. The first one to grasp now, and the second one to hang on to and grow into later. Now, if this is the case, then we can deduce that divine revelation is best imparted to us by the parable form, because parables make it possible for us to hear what we can hear now and benefit from what we can hear now. And parables plant a seed. It plants a seed in our mental fields, a seed to sprout later and flourish as our own fertile soil grows more and more ready to be planted. Mark writes, "Without parables, Jesus did not speak to the crowds, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private." Now, as his handpicked students, the disciples are prepared to see and hear the raw truth, the purest word. And where the great curious crowds require wordy, highly detailed parables in order to understand even a little, our Lord no doubt refused to lecture his students in exactly this way. They could see and hear the gospel because they had accepted the invitation to follow him. That act of obedience, of listening, cleared their ears and opened their eyes. And while the crowd milled around outside like vipers waiting for signs, the disciples struggled with their master's teaching precisely because they understood that they did not understand. In other words, they had perfect knowledge of their ignorance and were, therefore, finally ready to be taught. The next time you hear a parable, when you hear this parable, and while you are struggling with its parallel, its unspoken, unwritten meaning, ask yourself this question: am I ignorant enough to receive this word? If not, pray for humility and listen. Listen very carefully.